section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
A top superstar is injured. Can MVP save TNA? Is CM Punk the voice for the voiceless? All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So who's injured, Aaron?
Your boy John Cena. He got an eye injury this past weekend, and as we saw in Raw, he was kept off that show. So I gotta ask you, without CM Punk, without John Cena, does WWE need some new superstars?
They need them, and they have some, but they're just not going to promote them because they don't see them being big money makers, which I find really weird.
Like who?
El Generico. I think he's a huge money maker.
A rookie in NXT who is he's not on Raw. You think that he's a guy that they need to promote right now?
Okay, if you're talking about someone right this second, Dan O'Brien, Dolph Ziggler. Okay. Those are some guys.
You think Dolph Ziggler is a big moneymaker?
I think Dolph Ziggler is. I think Kofi Kingston is. I would actually go to...
I disagree on both of them.
I would say also Antonio Cesaro as well.
I would agree with that one.
I
think he can be a monster heel.
Not Jack Swagger. You know, no. I want to say Alex Riley just because I'm a fan of him, but no.
You mean the guy that hasn't been on WWE TV for...
He's announcing.
I don't know. 16 months.
This just proves to me that you don't watch main event.
Yeah, exactly. I don't, because most people don't watch main event. There's no point.
I just like Alex Riley, and I think that he could have been someone they promoted. I believe to a certain extent The Miz.
But he got DUI,
Right. I believe to a certain extent The Miz, but I don't know what's going on with that whole storyline. He just comes out and says that this is the match that's happening. I'm out. Also... I was going to go off on a tangent. I stopped myself.
Well, so you think, though, I mean, two of them that came off the top of your head were Ziggler and Kofi.
Right.
So you think both of them will draw money. I mean, you see Ziggler as within 2 years, you see him as the world heavyweight WWE champion.
Absolutely. Completely. I 100% agree with that.
I disagree.
Why?
He will never hold if that title is one title, he will never hold it again. I'm going to say that right here, right now. And the main reason why is because when you have that title, only the best are going to rise to the top. And Dolph Ziggler is a mid-carder who is going to be an enhancement talent for people to get to the upper mid-card level. So, for example, Antonio Cesaro, who has the possibility of becoming an upper mid-card, kind of the guy you feed to Cena, he's a guy that would go over Ziggler in order to rise him up a little.
I completely disagree with you, dude.
So you think Ziggler can carry Raw? You think he can Ziggler be the main event?
I think Ziggler can. I think Cesaro can as well, because both those guys can wrestle.
Well, we agree with Cesaro, so let's put him aside. Let's talk about who we disagree with, though.
Well, I also think
Bray
Wyatt.
What about Ziggler that does he have that Daniel Bryan doesn't?
Well, that's different. Daniel Bryan, I believe, arguably could say that he's the top superstar right now.
Yeah, so John Cena is obviously yes, but Daniel Bryan is a very, very close number two. John Cena is always number one, Andy. John Cena is always number one.
Well, look at Daniel Bryan. I mean, he was huge. He was in Seattle the other day when they had the parade. He was a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Drew half a million people, but, you know.
You know, the thing is, I was there. I didn't see any yes chance. I was a little disappointed with that.
Oh, gosh. Just think if they actually did pull that yes chant where people were just like, you saw the arms go up, you know, like 300,000 fans all at once. Just yes, yes.
700,000, but yeah.
It was 500,000.
It was 700,000 were there.
That's it? Anyways, but that's we can go on. I'm not even going to argue at this point because you're not going to listen to me. So so the morale backstage is horrible right now. Everyone is down. You could tell by even watching the matches on Raw and Main Event and SmackDown and Superstars. I got to see everything this week. you could just tell the match is just, they kind of went through the motions. It's almost like WWE said, this is how you're going to wrestle. This is how the fans are going to watch you wrestle. And if they want to watch the other stuff, they can go somewhere else, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now, CM Punk, they're saying, though, that CM Punk is, you know, he was kind of the guy backstage. He was the leader. And in a way that you look at during the Attitude Era, you know, you had somebody like an HBK or an Undertaker who was the guy that everybody looked up to. And they did whatever that guy wanted to do. And CM Punk was that man. And I think it really goes back to the pipe bomb that he dropped on everybody, you know, back in 2011 when he was like, look, here's what it is, plain and simple. And, you know, obviously really great promo. I think that really gave him a lot of leverage backstage where he was able to get away with things and he was able to do things and say things for people who typically wouldn't speak up for themselves. He's not there. So now you have a void that needs to be filled and you have Triple H guys and then you have kind of everybody else. And you need somebody who's the leader of everybody else.
And the problem is Daniel Bryan's not that guy. He will not be that guy. Agree. And I think Cena realizes that, hey, I know I'm the big moneymaker. I want to put people over because he said in one interview, and I'll never forget it, he said that the belt is now a prop to him. So mm-hmm. He doesn't care about the belt. He'd rather see people go over. And I believe that he may take over what CM Punk was doing. And just think if Vince was to take him off that much and he walked out and he went somewhere else, just think what would happen. It's unreal. Because the money is not an issue the way it looks now. But anyway, so the backstage morale has actually been horrible because of the CM Punk situation. And
I wouldn't say horrible, but reports were that it was down because you don't have that other person there. And I think that you're going to see that, look, WWE is going to survive. WWE is going to be fine. And then they will last. But when you have a leadership figure that is not there anymore, just like with any company, you know, morale will be down. So, but Andy, let's talk about WWE programming for not only this week, but also last week. There was so much news that we had to cover last week that there were things that we missed. So, you know, let's talk about it now, including the biggest story from last week, Andy. I mean, this was headlines. ESPN was talking about this.
Oh, the Darren Young actually getting a GLAAD award.
Titus O'Neil turning on Darren Young. I mean, I gotta ask you, what did you think?
I can't believe Tyson turned heel. Titus O'Neil, the fact that he turned heel. I figured this was coming, but I thought that they would push it more because Darren Young's going to be in the news more over the next 3 months. The mm-hmm. only thing I can think of, and this would actually help both guys out, because they are both friends in real life. Unless they're pushing for a WrestleMania match, but the thing is, I don't think Titus O'Neil would actually be comfortable saying negative things about him being gay. And I don't know if you want to take it that far. That's the thing. I don't. There's a line that you don't cross, and I think this is it. I mean, Katie Vick was one thing, but this is a completely different thing.
WWE is a little bit different now, though. I mean, it is PG. So in my opinion, I do not believe that WWE is going to touch the fact that Darren Young is gay, because Darren Young is different than his character. And I'm sorry, Darren Young is different than the person who is playing him. So the person who is playing him happens to be gay. Darren Young is not gay. Darren Young is no one is really gay in WWE. I mean, no one is really even straight either. You know, for the most part, they're asexual, you know, I mean, they're nothing. So I don't think that they will touch on that. I think that it's going to be a point that they don't brush up on. Now let's get into the storyline though. Titus O'Neil, Darren Young, you know, Titus O'Neil called him dead weight, said that ever since, you know, he's been teaming with him, he's been a loser. So primetime players are, essentially broken up. And this is coming off the heels, of course, of A-Train and Brodus Clay. So I got to ask you, I mean, they did this a month ago with those two and they didn't really do anything with it. Do you see them doing something with these two?
This is the weird part. I think that Triple H was trying to push tag teams, or someone was wanting tag teams. We'll just say that. Mm-hmm. I think that's why, one of the reasons why the American Wolves didn't sign with them or was not offered a contract to stay with them. I think it's because of that. Because they're like, you know what? You know, it's like this week we don't like tag teams, so let's start breaking them up. And I actually think the fact that they got the Titus O'Neil, Darren Young thing, them breaking up, I still think it's a mistake. And I
agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you on that.
I get the whole thing with Brodus Clay and A-Train. That's fine. They break up. We move on. All right. I don't mind that because I saw that coming. It was good. It was bound to happen at some point. I do like Truth and Consequences. I like their tag team. I think they're awesome. They are perfect together. If they break up, let's make sure that you have two other tag teams brought in. So then it's not that big of a deal, but.
Yeah, and you know, I think the importance here is that they actually stick with the storyline, that they don't treat people like they're idiots. You know, I think with the Brodus Clay thing, they definitely did. I mean, you know.
You mean like the one time where Caitlyn turned heel and then they never aired it, so they acted like on Raw, like, hey, that never happened, but everyone in the show saw it.
Yeah, so, the other thing I wanted to talk about, too, was the Elimination Chamber. The participants were announced last week, which includes Cena, Daniel Bryan, Sheamus, Antonio Cesaro, Christian, and, of course, Randy Orton. So I got to ask you, those six are in there. Who do you think is going to WrestleMania as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
Here's what I think they're going to do. I think you're going to see Sheamus and Christian turn heel. That's what I think is going to happen.
I'm sorry. You're going to see two people turn heel in one match.
I think what will happen is that I think Christian will first turn. And
in a match, you're going to see two people turn heel.
Well, he'll turn heel.
Have you ever seen that before?
Well, that's the thing. He'll team up with Orton. He'll turn heel because he's teaming up with Orton. And then something will happen. Orton will walk away. Christian falls down. Bam. And because I think that Christian will get eliminated. And I think the last person out of the Elimination Chamber is going to be Sheamus. Sheamus is going to come in, do the face spots, and then turn heel.
Okay. So how is he going to turn heel?
I think that he's going to cheat Bryan out of winning the match, and then Sheamus is going to go corporate.
Okay, so I could see the Sheamus thing. The Christian thing, on the other hand, though, no. No.
Do something with Christian.
Here's the thing. I'll push your Christian notion aside because I know.
Okay.
Sheamus, though, that's actually interesting. Because I could see that they were talking about potentially doing a Daniel Bryan Sheamus feud. So you could have Sheamus, let's say, get eliminated. They're not going to do it now, but they were talking about it.
Yeah, they were talking about having him for Sheamus because of the 18. They were talking about doing that because of the 18-second match or whatever it was, the 8-second match. So, yeah, now everything is coming together. I said it, and I never put two and two together until just now. Yes.
So I'm going to let me ask you, Andy. Do you want to hear my fantasy booking, what they should do? Or do you want to hear what's going to happen in this match?
Fantasy booking first.
Fantasy booking.
All right.
Triple H comes out on Raw and says, Daniel Bryan, here you have an option. You can either wrestle in the Elimination Chamber for a shot to become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, but you're going against five other guys, and then you would main event WrestleMania as the champion, or you can face me for the number one contender spot at WrestleMania. And so Daniel Bryan then has to give a choice. He has to say either I'm going to wrestle Triple H to become the number one contender and I will main event WrestleMania, or I'm going to face five other guys, which obviously the odds are not in his favor. You know, so he's got to face five other people in order to potentially win the championship and then, of course, go on to WrestleMania. That would be my fantasy booking.
Okay,
does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense. Why would he wrestle for the number one contendership against Triple H at WrestleMania?
Well, it would then be a triple threat, is what it would be, because it would be him and then the champion. So,
you know, I was thinking about this more and more. What if like Cena puts like Orton in the STF, mm-hmm. and he puts it in, Sheamus breaks it up, and then I was trying to figure out fantasy booking. Like, how could Cena make it so Daniel Bryan wins? I was trying to get to that spot, but not enough time.
I just don't see Daniel Bryan walking out the champion. I think that WrestleMania 30 is going to be Triple H's pet project, and I really believe that Orton's going to walk out the champion, and we will have for the main event of WrestleMania 30, Randy Orton versus Dave Bautista in a really bad, really bad match. And the real main event is going to be whatever match Undertaker's in and whatever match Daniel Bryan's in.
Okay, okay, I agree with that. But, yeah. This is one of those things that I could see WrestleMania just stinking. If it's going to be Batista-Orton, because Orton can't carry Batista, Batista can't carry Orton, Daniel Bryan would have to carry both of them, but which he could do because he tells them exactly what to do in the ring, but...
You know, I'm not 100% positive. I think it was WrestleMania 12 or 13 where Bam Bam Bigelow wrestled Lawrence Taylor in the main event. And that was a stinker, you know? I mean, that was a stinker. And I think that this is going to be on par. This will be in the bottom five or top five worst WrestleManias main events of all time. In my opinion, if it is those two.
Hypothetically, if it wasn't for the WWE Network, would you actually buy the pay-per-view?
No. I'm not doing the show. The network isn't there. I am not purchasing this based on the card that I think is going to be there.
You know, I thought about this. Hypothetically, let's say CM Punk comes back and it's CM Punk in the main event. We'll just say it's CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Dave Bautista in Fatal 4-Way or whatever. Mm. Okay, that's let's book that. If they also had Daniel, and then you also had Bautista versus who cares, and then you had Triple H face, well, who cares, Undertaker face, who cares, and then you also have Sting wrestle. I would actually go on a limb if that was everything that was going to happen. I would actually buy the pay-per-view from DirecTV and get the HD version. Just because I want it on my DVR, opposed to watching on the network. In case the stream goes down, at least yeah. I can say, "Hey, I'm watching it." You know, from satellite. I at that time I would actually pay for it, which is the weird part. But seeing it now, there's a reason why it's $10 a month, opposed to the $45 or $55. So
Andy, I wanted to move on though. So Daniel Bryan beat Randy Orton on Raw. And, you know, I mean, he's beat him so many times now. This is on free TV. I mean, is this kind of signaling that we're not going to see these two? Well, not only that, but is this signaling that we're not going to see these two wrestle, you know, at WrestleMania, for example? I mean, that was something that was brought up before, that they would be taking each other on at WrestleMania. I mean, does this really solidify that's not going to be the case?
I think it could. It could actually happen now because you could see the match itself was actually really good, and it was just another Randy Orton match, basically, with a couple new moves that he wasn't doing before, and it actually got the crowd going. So I would not be surprised if you have Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania. I would be
surprised. Why would you have a main event be something that you had been showing at other main events of other pay-per-views and was showing on free TV?
That's the thing. That's why I believe they should actually go with the Fatal 4-Way. Bring CM Punk, Daniel Bryan,
Dave But what Batista. About the Triple Threat?
I don't think you do a Triple Threat. I think you do a Fatal 4-Way. Put CM Punk in there as well. And I think that match may go down in history as one of the best matches.
Well, nah, I doubt that. But I think having CM Punk in there would make it more interesting. However, though, with the way that things are going, I don't think we're going to see CM Punk back in the WWE anytime soon.
Hey, did you know that my other CM Punk sign got confiscated?
Let's thank our sponsor.
HostGator, are you a blogger or podcaster? Or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs their free zip. Jeez. HostGator, are you a blogger or podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, and you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top of the page to save big on items at WWEshop.com. So let's talk about Impact Wrestling this week. They're still in the UK. And it turns out that Abyss was Joseph Park.
And Andy, obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
I know that for you, this was quite a shocker. This was really big deal. Do you think that this was this needed to happen over a year ago?
Well, considering it took me like 4 months to finally figure out, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know that Joseph Park was Abyss? since it took that long to figure it out, you know, I'm glad they finally did this. It's over with. Glad they did it. I'm happy for them.
Do you think that they're going to have a fun storyline with him, kind of the Hulk personality?
You know, you could tie it in with Universal Studios, but Hulk is Marvel, right?
Yeah, although they're...
And Marvel's owned by Disney, right?
It's owned by Disney, but they have the, like, theme rides at Universal Studios, which they still own, and it's this whole thing. I think that it can be very interesting for the character.
Abyss Smash.
I do like it. I really hope that they do something really cool with them. Maybe they could bring back the TV title, for example, and maybe he could hold on to that for a while. You know, make it important again.
Yeah, because they just have the one title, tag title, women's title. They only have the four or three.
X Division.
Yeah, four. That's what I meant.
Yeah. So, Andy, MVP says that he is here to save TNA from the reign of Dixie. And I got to ask you, you know, last week you were a little kind of bearish on him. Does this change your opinion at all?
I don't. It's MVP. I mean, it's cool to see him on TV. Don't get me wrong. But that's it. That's where things stop for me. It's like, what's the point? I like MVP, and I think he was doing great in Japan. That's great. But I also see the fact that he's going to be in the States. He's going to have a simple schedule. He's probably getting paid decent as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's the one to save TNA. I just don't think he is.
If they put him in an interesting enough storyline, do you think that you could see him as being the person that will make things better, though? Not necessarily save, but, you know, make things more important, make things not as chaotic.
I'm trying to piece everything with MVP, because I do like MVP. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great wrestler. I loved his gimmick in WWE. I don't think he will do what TNA needs. I think they would have to go with someone else.
Who would you see as that type of authority figure who could, you know, go toe to toe with Dixie, who is somebody that could wrestle?
Ed's good on the mic.
Is good on the mic, but also you kind of need somebody that's a little new, because I hate to say it, but seeing MVP, I was like, that's kind of cool. I haven't seen MVP in a while. I think it'd been last time that we had really talked about him was about 4 years ago when he was in WWE.
Yeah. Right when he left.
Yeah. So, I mean, realistically, if they brought back Sting or if they brought back AJ, don't get me wrong, I would like to see AJ Styles, but realistically, I mean, they needed somebody new. Don't you think they needed some fresh blood? So is there anyone else that's a free agent that you would have picked up?
Free agent? I don't know. I would almost like to see like someone like Kevin Steen, like go over there. Even Adam Cole from Ring of Honor, those two guys. I think either one of those guys could actually go in there and do it.
Yeah, but do they have the name recognition that MVP does? I mean, they're regional promotion.
You really, you know, if you look at it from that standpoint, you have to go with the former WWE superstar. That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They brought MVP in, and I don't know if he can save TNA. You know, AJ Styles did an interview where he said that he flat out said that TNA is slowly going down. And with them.
He didn't say that. You're paraphrasing, and you're really putting words in his mouth. He said, it seems like
it seems like it's going down, but I believe that it is. And, you know, I in my predictions, if you remember right, I said that they're still going to be around. I'm almost wondering if they're just doing something stupid as in like getting all these TV contracts and then folding and then saying, oh, we're going to clear bankruptcy. You just lost all that money. I'm not saying that's what they're going to do, but to me, that's what it seems like is going on. If they're having so many so much money problems, they can't even keep someone like Sting.
Well, or Angle. I don't want to say it's something that they couldn't keep them, But I think that they had decided this Sting, for example, which whom I love, Sting's in his 50s. Sting's best years are behind him, and probably the amount of money that he was making, they could hire probably four other wrestlers who could be lower mid-card, if not mid-card, that they could potentially build up and create big talents out of. I mean, do you think Magnus's contract is as big as Sting's? No. But
nah. But
I bet Magnus has the ability to draw more star power.
Well, you're pushing everything around him, yeah.
In the long term, I think that he does.
Oh.
So, I do want to move on, though. So, Joe defeated Robert Roode to stay the number one contender, which is kind of cool because they're almost treating it like it's a title, treating the number one contendership. So, it's not only does Magnus have the title, but you have even a heel in Robert Roode going after it. He wants that title back. So, I got to ask you, do you like this type of direction that they're going with it?
This is a good idea. It's kind of like in the WCW days, they used to be if you're the United States Heavyweight Champion, you could go for the World Heavyweight Championship when you wanted to. Kind of like it's basically a number one contender belt. That's mm-hmm. what I've always seen that belt as a number one contender. That's why I actually have one myself. But that's a different story. Anyways, I look at it as it would be kind of cool if they carried like a clipboard around the entire time, said I'm the number one contender, even a briefcase saying I'm the number one contender. It would be kind of a gimmicky thing, which would be kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do carry around, you know, of course, they had the briefcase that they've been carrying around, you know, Z-Mion, of course, cashed his in, you know, unsuccessfully. Gunner has his. I don't know. Did he cash his in yet? I don't even remember.
It's Gunner. Up. It's the next few weeks he's going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's Gunner, and Gunner sucks. So, I mean, he's not as cool as he could be. But either way. I do like it, though. I think that it's a really good route to go. It makes the title feel important. And I think that's something that you need to do, because otherwise people are going to say, well, why is this a big deal? Why is this thing important? And so I like this, the route that TNA is going down.
Yep, I do agree. I will actually say that. Yeah, so no weekly topic this week. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthemarkAid6. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.